News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The country's disaster response capacity has been strengthened with the training of more than 100 persons under the National Disaster Risk Management NDRM volunteer program. The project is being implemented by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OCPEM, with funding support from the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CDEMO.
Funding was received from CDEMO, the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, in the sum of €60,000 to implement a 9-month project before unveiling the national program. 170 volunteers were trained in areas covering basic disaster management, shelter management, initial damage assessment, psychosocial support in emergencies, light search and rescue, basic first aid and CPR, and basic radio telecommunication.
OCPEM Senior Director of Projects, Paulette Brown. The 117 first responders are part of a larger database of over 1,000 volunteers developed to provide assistance to communities island-wide during times of disaster. Persons 18 years and older may become enrolled in the database by signing up at odpem.org.jm. Scotiabank at MBJ Airports Limited signed a 7-year loan agreement for the expansion of the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. The $5 billion agreement will see the resurfacing of the main taxiway, as well as the other major capital expenditure projects across the airport. Minister of Transport and Mining, Mike Henry, says the signing of the loan demonstrates the intention to provide premier facilities to all who interact with the airport.
This loan will be used to improve the Sangster International Airport and, by extension, aid in full in the Ministry of Transport and Mining's mandate to provide an efficient transport system that serves the diverse needs of everyone who travels.
The National Security Ministry is to procure equipment to enable the security forces to recover stolen cellular phones. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says the equipment is expected to arrive on the island within 6 to 8 weeks and will be rolled out following a period of training by the suppliers.
The ministry has on order some equipment valued at over $45,000 that we will be deploying in a phased basis to help in the recovery of stolen cell phones. It is estimated very conservatively that approximately 2,400 cell phones are stolen per year. And if you put a nominal value of $10,000, you end up at about $24 million in stolen goods and property.
Mr. Montague was speaking at a ceremony to hand over 14,000 Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF 150th anniversary commemorative pins at the Police Commissioner's Office in St. Andrew last week. The system will initially be limited to a specific geographic area. And as part of ongoing plans to modernize the operations of the National Water Commission, NWC, the entity is looking to install a 5-megawatt photovoltaic system on the Mona Reservoir. NWC President Mark Barnett says the panels will be placed on a floating barge and used to generate solar power to help reduce the company's energy bill.
The consultant to do the study should be submitting their bids around about the 21 of this month. And that study, I presume, should take probably about 3 to 4 months. Once it is deemed to be viable, I'm sure that procurement should start later this year, calendar year.
Mr. Barnett adds that a memorandum of understanding has been signed with the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica to carry out the pilot, with plans to install an additional 5-megawatt system in other NWC facilities if it proves successful. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic, ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline, January 31st, 2018.